broadcasting with a passion for community connection, live from the fourth and a half floor of the University of Winnipeg. This is CKUW 95.9 FM.
Winnipeg, good morning. It's Fantastic Friday. Time for the best, and baddest program on the radio station here this morning. Let's go.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
I had a therapist tell me once, it was ironic how much love I gave out because I didn't give much to myself. She laughed, like self-love was a sick joke. I chuckled and cried at home. I had someone tell me once I could not love anyone else until I learned to love myself. This time I got to laugh. This time the sick joke was mine. It was me. Might as well wait forever. I remember hating myself at the age of 7. Journals filled to the brim with criticisms by 8. I had enough pages to stitch them into wings, to fly close enough to the sun to see my tears turn to steam, felt the wax burn on my shoulders and mold into thick skin. I was 9 when I wanted to die. 13 when I found a solution, figured if I could cut my legs enough, gravity would let me go. When it didn't, I tied a pillowcase around my neck, twisting like the rope swings I knew so well from childhood. Heard my heartbeat pound in my ears like a warning drum, then fade. I'd almost convinced myself I'd done it. When I started writing, I smeared my blood on every page to remind myself that everything beautiful has a consequence. I'd hoped to stall the clotting long enough to give myself to the craft and let myself go. I have died so many times. So when I told you that loving you almost makes life worth it, I was not joking. When I tell you that loving you almost makes me forget how much I hate myself, it is not poetry. Loving you is taking all the love I could never give myself and putting it to good use. It is reminding myself that if someone can love a dying thing this way, can hold the Lazarus of my body and give thanks for the way it holds back, if someone can kiss the scars, administer the pills, absorb the bad days, and wake up smiling next to me, then I can try to breathe again. Because self-love does not always come first, or second, or even ever. But your love be the guardrail on the ledge, be the drawers that hide all the sharp things, be the body that carries my collapsed frame into bed, be the flowers you bought. Because even though they are dying too, they still dance. Love will not heal me, will not wipe my slate of a body clean. I will always be a woman of wounds, of rope-marked neck and melted skin. Love will not heal me, but it will hold my hand if I ever heal myself, and maybe teach me a joke that I can stay alive long enough to laugh at. I love you enough to want to love myself too.
infinity of love to fill the times I cannot hold you next to me. Little daughter, I am always with you, even when you cannot see me there. Sister, sister, I want to talk to the woman in you. We're under siege in a troubled time. Sister, sister, won't you hear my voice? I'm your brother, but I've made the mistakes of a man. Sometimes it's lonely being a man. The programming has its effect. Isolation is such a cruel thing. Sister, sister, won't you understand? They took your brothers, turned them into men. Like they took our sisters, turned them into women. Sister, sister, we are all the family of Earth. They have taken us away in their nuclear war. Taught us to compete and abuse and blame each other while we're all being used. Sister, sister, hear my heart. It's time to bring the family back. Together we must remember Earth. We must remember what life is all about. Sister, sister, I am your brother. Every time I've ever hurt you, I've always hurt myself. Sister, sister, hear my voice. It's all up to us. We have a choice. Crystal clear tears of salt come when my heart talks with sadness. The tears flow my emotional river.
For a day like today, bright and shining, soca glory. Everyone with a flag and a smile on their face. Lordy daddy of every creed and race. Lord,
phenomenal.
Lovely atmosphere. If the Lord is our shepherd, who shall be here?
No one.
Yes, the party
start down here at CKUW 95.9 FM on your dial in Winnipeg. And we badding it up until 8 a.m. this morning. This is Ross Rico with Prince Ogona, Princess Tim Sulam, Queen Victoria, Dr. T and John, who is here but never here. Sometimes here, Princess Rachel. This morning here, we don't have Princess Catherine. She's examining the folk festival. And will come back and tell us some more at the end of next week. Anyhow, love and kindness. Right up until 8 a.m. this morning, we're badding it up.
Manuela, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And the radio show name is called Fantastic Friday. Please come and join us every single Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Friday morning.
You and I clear the land.
Alberta Premier Daniel Smith admiring a map of a proposed cross-Canada oil pipeline. It would run from Alberta through Saskatchewan and Manitoba before it winds up in southern Ontario. Premier Doug Ford of Ontario and Saskatchewan Scott Moe are also on board. But Wabkinew's support is questionable, even though Manitoba is in the middle of the map.
Kinew did not sign on to a statement of support for this pipeline last summer. He said he'd prefer to consult with Indigenous nations first.
In other parts of the country, with other levels of government, there's the commitment to maybe push things through with legislation first, and then that puts other partners on the back foot.
Canada's other populist premiers profess to be unconcerned Kinew has yet to embrace the pipeline.
He has to consult a little more with his folks in Manitoba, but we'll work something out.
Speaking to reporters from Nunavut, Kinew wouldn't say what he thought of the proposed route.
You know, I love Alberta and I love Albertans, so anything we can do to wrap our arms around them and give them a big old hug, I'm open to.
In Winnipeg, reaction to the pipeline is mixed. The PC opposition says Kinew is missing out on economic opportunities.
While those serious conversations are happening, he's sitting at the kids' table asking for $5 billion of handouts of federal transfer payments from where? The provinces that are doing the serious work.
This environmental activist says there's nothing serious about this pipeline yet.
I mean, it's so important for people to recognize that this isn't a done deal. Some guy sitting in Alberta had this idea and was like, let's build one across the province.
The Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs says no one has consulted them.
Nobody's going to be coming into First Nations, ancestral, traditional territories and moving any projects without the decision-making coming from our leadership.
Chief Kyra Wilson also said there have been no serious talks yet about a different pipeline, the proposed natural gas line to Churchill, a pipeline Wabkinew actually wants. Bartley Kivas, CBC News, Winnipeg.
Hey everyone, I'm Jess Turner. Make sure you listen to Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9 FM every Friday morning, 6 a.m. till 8 a.m. That's way too early for me. Okay, thanks. Bye.
tribute to Sister Lee Tyson.
Machine man, yeah. Moving, doing it, you know. Yeah. Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a sex machine,
get on up.
Wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm. Stay on the scene, like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling, sure as your bone. Get it together, right on, right on. Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
You got to get that. You give me fever and a cold sweat. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine, don't worry about his. Get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a sex machine,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up.
Take him to the bridge.
Go ahead.
Take him on to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Can I take him to the bridge?
Yeah.
Take him to the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Hit me now. Come on. Stay on the scene like a sex machine. The way I like it is the way it is. I've got my dig it. He's got his. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Like a loving machine. Stay on the scene.
I'm Taylor from the Westman soccer and basketball team here at UW, and I listen to Fantastic Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Tick, tick while I sing my song. Feel a rise in your temperature. Ooh, come here, where you belong. Belong. You belong. You belong. You belong. I ain't even gonna lie. You reach deep inside. Keep it going till I cry. I just can't deny. Must be the fool. About me, I thought about us 100 times. My deductions, baby, rooted in a fourth dimension. Crazy, did I forget to mention? Now I got your attention. Walk in my direction. I need your affection. I've been riding around the globe, tick, 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 while I sing my song. Feel a rise in your temperature. Ooh, come here, where you belong. Belong, you belong. You belong, you belong. I ain't even gonna lie. You reach deep inside. Keep it going till I cry. I just can't deny. Must be the full moon. Moving with the tide. Every time you think about me, I thought about us 100 times. My deductions, baby. Put it in the fourth dimension. Crazy, did I forget to mention? Now I got your attention. Walk in my direction. I need your affection. I've been riding around the globe. Tick, tick, tick while I sing my song. Feel a rise in your temperature. Ooh, come here's where you belong. Belong. You belong. You belong. You belong.
Work it out, work it out, work it out. Bump up, boxy, meow, yow. Work it out, work it out, work it out. Bump up, boxy, meow, yow.
Every time you think about me, I thought about us 100 times. My deductions, baby, rooted in a fourth dimension. Crazy, did I forget to mention? Now I got your attention. Walk in my direction. I need your affection.
Yeah man, did a special morning. Fantastic Friday morning. Last week opened to Bona, Princeton, Solon, Queen Victoria, Dr. T and John, who's here but never here. Special to the whole community, love and kindness, you know what I mean? And sometimes here, Princess Rachel. Sometimes always here, but missing this time, Princess Catherine. We have everybody always here, Dr. T, everybody. We're bad in it up all the time. Keep listening, special.
To Fantastic Friday, 6 to 8 a.m. every Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM.
This is for my city dwellers, my storytellers, my soundscapers, music makers, and my dreamers of dreams. This is for the beat layers, the street sayers, the graph writers, and the painters. This is for the crate keepers, the image freezers, the lens seekers, and the photogs. This is for the spinners, the rewinders, drop the needle, pull it back, and come againers. This is for the movers, the body users, the kinetic acrobatic defying gravity provers. This is for the filmmakers, the actors, the activators, my sculptors, and my can sprayers. This is for the da-da-dubbers, the dancers, the scribers, the scholars. This is for the freestylers, my improvisers, my poetical, lyrical, spiritual vocalizers. This is for my speechifiers, for the visionaries, for the bridge builders, the chain breakers, the power takers. This is for the door crashers, my drum beaters, the call to action taker to the streeters. For my behind the sceneers, my planners, my finders, our on task and right on timers. For our organizers, our survivors, our motivators, and our strivers. This is for the uplifters and our uprisers. This is for you, our ancestors. This is for you, our people blessers, our children, for our vision, for our villages, our hoods, our nations, our truths. This is for our culture, for our generation. This is for our creator and our creation. This is for our inner being and our outer, for our say it louder, big and prouder. This is for the art, for the word. This is for the sound. This is for the power. Yeah. Careful.
Look, I wanna get married like the Curry, Steph and Aisha shit, but we more like Belly, Tommy and Keisha shit. Gave you TLC, you wanna creep and shit. Poured out my whole heart to a piece of shit. Man, I thought you would've learned your lesson about liking pictures, not returning texts. I guess it's fine, man, I get the message. You still stutter after certain questions. You keep in contact with certain exes. Do you though? Trust me, nigga, it's cool though. Said that you was working, but you out here chasing culo and putas, chilling poolside, living two lives. I could've did what you did to me to you a few times, but if I did decide to slide, find a nigga, fuck him, suck his dick, you would've been pissed. But that's not my MO. I'm not that type of bitch, and karma for you is gonna be who you end up with. Don't make me sick, nigga.
Baby, I adore. I gave you everything, was mine, is yours. I want you to live your life, of course, but I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Whose feelings that you hurting and bruising? You gon' gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Be careful with me. Yeah, my heart is like a package with a fragile label on it. Be careful with me. Careful me, care for me. Always say that you'll be there for me, there for me. Oh, you better treat me carefully, carefully. Look, I was here before all of this. Guess you acting out now, you got an audience. Tell me where your mind is, drop a pin, what's the coordinates? You might have a fortune, but you lose me, you still gonna be misfortunate, nigga. Tell me, this love's got you this fucked up in the head? You want some random bitch up in your bed? She don't even know your middle name. Watch her, cause she might steal your chain. You don't want someone who love you instead? I guess not though, it's blame, disrespect. You nothing like the nigga I met. Talk to me crazy and you quick to forget. You even got me tripping. You got me looking in the mirror different. Thinking I'm flawed because you inconsistent. Between a rock and a hard place, the mud and the dirt is gone. Hurt me to hate you, but loving you's worse. It all stopped so abrupt, you started switching it up. Teach me to be like you so I cannot give a fuck. Free to mess with someone else, I wish these feelings can melt. Cause you don't care about a thing until
this girl that I came in with, down my main. The one that's sharing these drinks, down my main. The one celebrating a birthday, down my main. Yeah, that my number one bitch, down my main. The one that always had my back, down my main. When me and my babe broke up, down my main. She beat the bitch ass on sight, down my main. And don't let her get turned up, down my main. She my nigga for a reason, oh, oh, oh. I can tell her all my secrets, oh, oh, oh. Cause I know that she gon' keep her, oh, oh. Ain't nothing come between us. That my main one, that my main one. And she up in here with me right now. I said that my main one, that my main one. And she know that she my ride or die. So all you haters looking, you could try, man. Cause I'm down for whatever when she by my side. That my main one, that my main one. And we always be down for life. One of the baddest chicks in this club, down my main. One of the only girls that I love, down my main. Been down with her since day one, down my main. Can't nobody break this up, down my main. We never fight over them boys, down my main. We be playing with these niggas like toys, down my main. Vacay with me in Miami, down my main. Front row with me at the Grammy, down my main. She my nigga for a reason, oh, oh, oh. I can tell her all my secrets, oh, oh, oh. Cause I know she gon' keep her, oh, oh, oh. Ain't nothing come between us, oh, that my main one, that my main one. Yeah, she up in here with me right now. I say that that my main one, that my main one. Yeah, she know that she my ride or die. So all you haters looking, you could try, man. Cause I'm down for whatever when she by my side. That my main one, that my main one. Yeah, we always be down for life.
Ooh, that's my main. Caught a nigga cheating, that she stay. Hell yeah, say she love me always. I fuck with my bitch the long way. Ooh, through the ups and the downs, unconditional. I eat it in the morning like cereal. Here we go, here we go. We ain't done yet. When she call me Big Daddy, I love that. That's my main, that's the one I curve all these hoes for. Got my name tatted on her body like a cholo. Ten toes down for a nigga, she a rider. Head game busy and that pussy fire. She get her own money and she ballin'. She answer what a real nigga callin'. That's my main thing. Man, with me on
you been feeling it lately? You say you love keeping me fly, but can't keep me from looking so crazy. Come in at 6 in the morning. Where you been, where you been? Who is that texting your phone? Just a friend, just a friend. Okay. My intuition never lies. There's nothing you can never hide. Already got the screenshot, so there is no need to deny. You've been creeping and freaking and sneaking like you never lose me. Steady claiming that everyone know we together, but you steady choosing. Swear I cannot win for losing. I've been out here being faithful. I always got this on lockdown, but that ain't been keeping us stable. So I guess I know what I gotta do. Give you a taste of your own medicine. Hey, yeah. How would you like it if I do the things you do? Put you on do not disturb and entertain these dudes. I'm a ride, I'm crazy, and you never have a clue. Give another guy everything that belongs to you. I'ma call up Brian, I'ma FaceTime Ryan, I'ma text Lorenzo, and I'ma leave you crying. Don't get it twisted, I can play this game too. How would you like it if I did the same to you, same to you, yeah. You don't like it, now you're telling me that I should fight it. Why you be out here playing a victim, when I am the one who been crying? Why this shit up, I can't take it. I want revenge, I can't fake it. Wanna see the look on your face when I drop my
clothes. Yeah, you're still listening to Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM when you're dialing Winnipeg. This is Ross required.
Now tell me, player, does it make it feel? How could you play me when the love I gave was real?
I even took you back and you still had no
chill. Boy, you ain't gonna never learn. Play with fire, you get burned. I don't think you'll understand.
Love and kindness, stay with us. Going right up until 8 a.m.
Watch the sun, watch out. Anything now shock out, get washed out. Watch out the king, the boat and the queen. I come out, patch out, they are spread red carpet. One thing we have to tell on us, watch out. Adam Ramsey. Watch me now. It name murder me wrote and me no take back me chat.
Hi everyone, my name is Belaine Osman. I'm a student here at the U of W. My students actually call me Madame Oz. Just letting you know, CKUW has an awesome show called Fantastic Friday, and you guys should listen to it. Stay tuned.
Yeah, man. You hear him there?
I think you where you come from. As long as you're a black man.
A black woman or a black child.
No mind your nationality. You have got the identity.
And perspicacity.
Cause if you come from Clarendon,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Portland,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Westmoreland,
it really don't matter. Because coming to you all the way from West Africa in a country called Nigeria is your brother called Prince of Bonnie. To give you news and views about
as
from
long as you're
way.
A black man,
African, and people who are oppressed mightily these days.
No mind your
look
nationality.
Out, look out. We here.
You have got the identity of an African.
Prince Ogona.
Cause if you come from Trinidad, and if you come from Nassau.
Yes, good morning, Rasiko, and good morning to all of our listeners. Unu kedu kekwane greetings from Africa. Our first piece is from Black Gender Radio. We speak with Dr. Jemima Pierre, an editor and contributor to Black Agenda Report and a professor at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. She joins Black Agenda Radio to discuss the continued occupation of Haiti, which includes killings committed by U.S. mercenaries under the direction of Eric Prince, U.S. interference, and pressure on Haiti's neighbors in the region, continuing violating its sovereignty and pose great dangers to its people. Stay tuned. Coming right up.
No mind denomination.
basically remove status from 350,000 Haitians. It's temporary protected status to prevent them from being deported. But most of these people were asylum seekers because the situation in Haiti is so bad. So we have to link the situation in Haiti to why they were given temporary protection status. They were given temporary protection status because the situation in Haiti is so bad. But the situation in Haiti is so bad is a direct result of U.S. intervention and continued destruction of the Haitian state. And right, what we need to know right now is that Haiti is completely, it's not even in the neo-colony, it's a colony, so much so that the Haitian airport, national airport, is closed. The U.S. is using parts of it as a staging ground for its military, where we have a mercenaries, Eric Prince's Blackwater in Haiti, and we have an unelected so-called prime minister that is being upheld by the U.S. So that's the most important thing, that what's happening in Haiti right now is this full occupation. And under this occupation is this a growing cycle of violence that is getting worse and worse and worse. And the worst part of it is that no one is talking about this growing violence in Haiti, that they're just chalking up to gang violence as opposed to thinking about a systematic destruction of a people and a state. And, you know, as I always maintain, the biggest gangsters operating in Haiti is the U.S. government and its UN and CARICOM minions. They are the gangsters. They're the ones wreaking havoc in Haiti. They're the ones allowing thousands of people to be displaced and killed. What's happening in Haiti is we have to step back a little bit and talk about the systematic destruction of the Haitian state, so much so that Haiti has not had a so-called elected president since 2016, since 2021, when even that president, Jovenel Moïse, was elected under terrible conditions, you know, with very few people voting, and the Organization of American States, the UN, the US, all colluded to basically deny Haitian people democratic rights, but put this guy in power. But he was at least a president, a head of state, and he was assassinated. And then the U.S. installed Ariel Henry, which I many people might remember, the prime minister. But through that, remember, since the 2004 occupation that was given cover by the UN, which sent thousands of troops and occupied Haiti, fully occupied Haiti until 2017, there's a UN office in Haiti that's still there. So they tell you the situation has deteriorated under this UN occupation. There's the core group, which is a combination of countries, which includes the European Union, the Organization of American States, includes Brazil, which is a head, you know, one of the head countries, because Haiti, Brazil led the occupation of Haiti from 2004 to 2017, military occupation. And that was under Lula. And I need to remind people that over and over and over again. And so you have this power vacuum. The U.S. installed this prime minister through the core group. The prime minister is run out of Haiti because people were protesting over and over again because they removed gas subsidies. They removed all kinds of support for the Haitian people. Inflation went up and so on. So the prime minister was run out of Haiti. Meanwhile, arms are coming into Haiti, into armed groups. Young people are getting major military grade weapons flown in from Florida, primarily in the U.S. to Haiti. Now, these armed groups have been around Haiti for a while because the politicians and the oligarchs have always used these armed groups to settle scores and so on and so forth. So this is where the source of so-called gang violence that they're using, right? So these armed groups continue to get arms, but they also were used to disrupt popular mobilization in Haiti. When people were protesting against the illegitimate government, they would send in these young people to disrupt that. Something happened where the young groups, armed groups, got more and more weapons, got more and more powerful. So what the U.S. has done, basically, is after the prime minister was kicked out, Ariel Henry, the U.S., with its neocolonial colonized minions, CARICOM, include especially Mia Motley and Ershan Ali, basically set up what they call a presidential council, where they handpicked 9 members of from different parties in Haiti, and said, you're going to be running Haiti.
All right, we have a second piece, also from Black Agenda Radio. And in this piece, we speak with James Count, who joins to discuss the latest U.S. efforts to undo the Cuban Revolution and Cuba's determination to retain its sovereignty while under an increasingly harsh blockade. Stay tuned for that.
We're dealing with a fascist administration that respects no international laws, who are breaking all of the post-World War II accords, and of course, who have devastated liberal capitalist democracy in the United States. And so that there are no guardrails. And what the Cubans are doing is enacting further steps from something that they started in 2011, an economic reform policy. I come out of the U.S. New Communist Movement, so I speak both from a perspective as one who is interested in socialism, but also one who has always had a public space persona. So I've worked in Cuba both in solidarity and in my role at the Smithsonian officially. So I try to bridge that synthesis of the public space as well as the ideological political space of the left. One of the questions that the left needs to ask itself is why between 2011 and now have those accords that the Cubans self-determined have not come into focus? Why was there rather constant public critique on the part of President Raul Castro and on the part of President Díaz-Canel of issues of not instituting the economic reforms? Those of us who are interested in socialism need to try to figure out in a mature way how to understand that without interfering in Cuba's own internal affairs. We are all very worried because this is a megalomaniac leading a very strategic plan that has been evolving for decades under the Heritage Foundation, under the Federalist Society. MAGA did not just pop out of nowhere. One third of the voting population supports these fascist, racialized perspectives. And so the Cubans are under the gun and the international arena is very weak. So I'd conclude my remarks on that question by noting that a lot of us in the progressive and the left movement talk about a dying imperialism. It does not appear to be dying to me. It appears to be very dominant and wildly so. And I think we have to reassess of what happened to the pink tide in Latin America. Where is China? Where is Russia in the BRICS formulation? As important as BRICS is from an economic perspective of getting more flexibility in the international capitalist system of the lesser capitalist economies, not that all of them are capitalist, but 99% of them are. I'm very supportive of that flexibility. It does not automatically redound to the most depressed or working class people in those societies, but there are better possibilities that we could extract under those circumstances. But the question is, where are they at the moment? Well, they've got to figure out how to step up in the world as it is, because Cuba looms large in our imagination and in the footprint of humanity that it has put down since 1959, of being, I would argue, the most stellar humanistic national project on the planet, given that it has no basic natural resources. It has nickel, and I joke because I don't know the market issues, but that's not worth a dime. They have some cobalt, but they don't really measure up where the major cobalt resources are. But where they have measured up is in their extraordinary commitment to the humanity of their own population and to the global humanity, in which they have manifest not in rhetoric, but in actually producing doctors and aid and fighting against apartheid based on humanistic commitment. As Fidel Castro said, they didn't bring home one teaspoon of oil, not 1 ounce of gold. They were invited to come, and when they were asked to leave by the South Africans and the Southern African Liberation Forces, they picked up and came home. And so Cuba looms large in saying new worlds are possible. With contradiction, it has its own errors and its own failures, of which the left in the United States very seldom talks about. And the problem with that is that the Cubans have always been self-reflective and self-critical.
Hello, Rico. What's this program all about? Come on, come on, play some music.
Yeah. Let me give some reasoning. Yeah, have you noticed that the prime minister of the country has gone out to meet other elites
And they're not talking about the poor or the indigenous of the land here, or the working poor or the hard-working poor. They're talking about meeting up with others and they're making nice big plans. Whether they go to Saudi Arabia or they go to Europe. And we have to be very, very cognizant of the fact that white supremacy is building. And all of these different movements, the Prime Minister and others making, look out, we at stake. And I know you understand what I just tell you, and that's very good, because it means that we all will be aware and keep ourselves. Anyhow, this is what we're all about. We're about looking at what's happening and sharing it with others, especially oppressed people, and we're looking to work together to see if we could do better. Here's Millie Small, My Boy Lollipop, Skia style. Thank you.
dollar bill. Some people dreaming of a mansion on a hill. Some people wanna be a great big movie star.
Some people only going to be a wannabe.
Can see the strangers, that's just the way they are. But my greatest dream to see the table turn. And people live in unity.
And unity is what the world needs today.
One love, one love, one universal love.
Every day, you know,
against Bana.
Just because of their vanity, there's not much love for humanity, causing so much destruction on the land.
We get to let the whole world know.
Let's learn to lend a helping hand. Don't let your brothers go down and sink in sand. I think it's time we all understand that we are all one flesh and bone. 'Cause what we need is one love, one universal love.
Spread it far and wide.
That's just the way it should be. One love, one universal love.
Without love, you got to step aside, y'all. To deal with the devil, and they cause a lot of trouble, and it's like they don't know love. Who can help us along the way?
Lord, Lord, what we really need, we're so blind to see. Just because of vanity, there's not much love for humanity. No,
love more than what we need, man.
Will man see Ross Rico? Yeah, man, just love on a fantastic Friday morning. This is Ross Rico with Prince Ugona, Princess Chimsula, and Queen Victoria, Dr. T and John, who's here but never here, sometimes here, Princess Rachel. Not here this morning, but will be here next week, Princess Catherine, Dr. T, and others. Always here, always fighting to keep the word going and keep people aware. Have no fear, but things rarely have you in a scare.
This is Danielle Herman from the Westman Women's Soccer Team, and you're listening to Fantastic Fridays from 6 to 8 a.m. every Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.